Good evening. I'm Dallas Wolchum with KWVA News. As graduation season approaches, high school students across Eugene and Springfield are weighing a decision that can shape their future and their finances as well. The question isn't just where to go, but what makes the most sense. And for some students, that choice might not be local at all. So are they staying in the area or looking elsewhere in or even out of state? To find out, I spoke with college and career coordinators at Willamette High School and Springfield High School about the trends that they are seeing. First, I spoke with Deshaun Stevens, who is a college and career coordinator at Willamette High School, about how students there are weighing their options and what's influencing their decisions this year.
Deshaun, you're at the heart of the Bethel community helping kids navigate the what next of their lives. To get us started, how long have you worked here at Willamette?
I've been here for, this is my first year, and then I've been in this position specifically since January.
Okay. Certainly small amount of time, however, enough time to see how the local culture evolves in the high school realm. I'm curious about the hometown vibe. Since the beginning of your time here, have you seen maybe a slight shift in interest specifically regarding the University of Oregon?
I feel like, especially looking at the numbers from last year, I feel like they're slowly trending up. The kids really like the small local vibe of here. They can continue to live at home and they can still access all of the great stuff that's happening at a big campus.
Awesome. It's good to know that the vibe doesn't kind of turn people away, considering, you know, growing up in that environment, sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Whether they want that digital or traditional path, the destination is that next big hurdle. For the kids who decide that University of Oregon isn't quite for them, where are they looking and what specifically is driving them away from Eugene?
I feel like a lot of times when our students move away from their thoughts of UO, they generally will move over to LCC. Just kind of that ticket price, just with the school cost, I feel like they still want to stay local. Mm-hmm. But then having that big school is sometimes a little too much for the students. So they'll generally move down to LCC just in size. If people wind up going elsewhere, a lot of them then want to go out of state, and then they take advantage of the WUI and go somewhere else that has a slightly reduced tuition, and they can still utilize all of their aids and stuff.
Awesome. It's actually great that you mentioned that, because that was my next point.
Oh, perfect.
Proximity is one thing, but the math is another. University of Oregon's resident tuition is roughly $16,754, which is the highest in the state, which is about $1,500 more than Oregon State and nearly $6,000 more than Southern Oregon. Mm-hmm. Plus, UO does not offer the Western University Exchange discount that schools like PSU or Western have. Yeah. Is that lack of financial flexibility a major deal breaker? And that was going to lead me into LCC.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I feel like a lot of times it's not necessarily a deal breaker because we're so close, because we're still in Eugene. Mm-hmm. They can still continue to live at home. So I feel like where they would go somewhere like OSU, they could go to the school, but then they'd have to be paying the rent or the room and board. Whereas if they went to UO, then they could potentially still live at home, and then the prices are pretty comparable.
Okay.
So a lot of times I feel like the students are leaning more towards UO than those other schools just because of that extra fee of living. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of times a lot of our students have been recently getting things like the Pathways or other scholarships to where it can tick that down, and they're really just paying the room and board if they want to live on campus. So it becomes pretty accessible. I think the only thing that would help make that a little bit more attainable would be just like some housing scholarships.
Talking about that middle ground, we know that 17% of LCC students plan to transfer to U of O. How many of your students that are choosing the LCC route first, how many of them are looking at UO as their primary target after that?
Definitely a rough number, but I'd say probably close to at least half of them. A lot of them are going in for that transfer degree, or they just want to get their first year of classes going so they can like reset that GPA and get a nice high one so they can go into transfer over into a bigger school with a better GPA and get some merit scholarships. So a lot of them aren't landing on completing all of their schooling at LCC. A lot of them do want to continue to go on to school, whether that's at UO or OSU or PSU or somewhere, but a lot of them are transferring out and they want to stay kind of local.
Yeah, that's definitely a big factor when looking at your options. And with that, I mean, for like 16 credits at LCC is currently the same cost as one 4-credit class at University of Oregon. So so getting your lower divisional classes out of the way at a community college is definitely a good choice. A big factor when looking at your options. And it really comes down to those individual moments of decision. To wrap things up, could you tell me about a specific student who was on the fence about University of Oregon and what it was that finally swayed them to say yes?
I did have a student that was going between Clackamas Community College up in Portland and UO. Because they got the pathways, they were the prices were really comparable, but what got them to come down to UO was just the local feel and just the fact that they would still be by home. They didn't want to go all the way up to Portland and be paying rent and not really have anybody around. And again, with that pathway, they also did have the extra advisor, and they just felt like they would be better supported in their hometown, where they also have academic supports as well as like community support.
Yeah, it really makes a difference being in a city that you don't know. You have to make friends. You have to pay rent. You have to learn a whole new city.
Yeah.
And then you only have whatever academic support is at that college, versus being in your hometown where you can go home on Sundays for family dinners. And you can have, if you get involved and you have any special events, you have family who can support you there, and it's not a big travel hurdle. And then you also have all of that academic support of a major university nonetheless.
I also spoke with Katrina Stillwell, a college and career coordinator at Springfield High School, to hear how trends may differ just across town and what she's seeing from her students.
Katrina, you're right at the center of the Springfield community, helping high schoolers navigate the what's next of their lives. To get us started, how long have you worked here at Springfield High?
I worked at Springfield High since November of 2025, so I haven't been here the whole school year, but I have been in this career for about 3 years now.
Okay, so that's certainly enough time to kind of see how the culture evolves here at the high school. It's interesting how that local sentiment changes, but the financial reality is often the deciding factor. University of Oregon's resident tuition is roughly $16,754, while something like Lane Community College sits closer to $6,000. What are the pros and cons that students kind of look for between those two schools?
The biggest thing that I see students looking at is the programs offered. We have a lot of students who are interested in programs only offered at LCC, like EMT, paramedics, the nursing program, culinary, or diesel tech. They're just not available at the University of Oregon. So that's going to sway them to LCC. But some of the programs, like business or doing all of your undergrad to go into a pre-health, are available at both. And so then that's really when the financial aspect comes into play.
Right. They kind of start looking, okay, do I want to try my hand at just going straight into the university and seeing what FAFSA or grant scholarships, all that will cover, versus do I want to get my, you know, my lower divisional stuff out of the way at a fraction of the cost.
Yep.
But when you factor in something like the Oregon Promise, for instance, which pays up to 12 credits of tuition, that price gap, how does it affect that conversation that you end up having with families?
The biggest part with the Oregon Promise is that in order to receive the Oregon Promise, you only need a 2.0 or higher GPA to receive the Oregon Promise. Compare that to the Pathways, which is the 4 years free at the University of Oregon. You have to be Pell eligible and have a 3.4. Mm-hmm. So many families are looking at which one is going to be least expensive in the long run.
Right.
So we always take GPA and Pell eligibility into consideration. And Lane is an excellent school to get your study skills down. They have great professors that will help you. And I think it's a great stepping stone for anyone looking to a four-year that's not quite ready for it.
Are you still finding that transfer path is becoming more common, or less common as time goes by. And you can use your experience at more than just Springfield High for this question.
If a student really wants to go to a four-year, but they are unable to get the pathway Oregon, sometimes we look at other schools. We'll look at Southern, which is less expensive per credit.
Yeah, it's definitely almost $6,000 less mm-hmm. than U of L.
Yep. EOU, Eastern Oregon University, mm-hmm. is a big one we look at, too. And then we also look at Portland State because they do have the tuition-free degree, and you need to have a 2.5 to get that one. That being said, you do have to live on campus, so that is a cost right. that they have to take into consideration.
Beyond the finances, like we're talking about, there's a shift in career goals. We hear a lot about the allure of like content creation and digital economies. In your office, are there any or many students that are aiming for more like influencer paths versus traditional careers that require your degree?
That's a really good question. I struggle with the students who say, I want to be an influencer on Instagram or YouTube or whatever social media is popular. I always tell them, that's great, you want to do that, but let's talk about what it takes to become an influencer. Computer skills, marketing skills, graphic design skills, and I try and work with them and remind them that this is when they're going to get the most aid is their senior year. Mm-hmm. And to take advantage of that, because they can always become an influencer.
Even with these hurdles, University of Oregon is seeing a lot of quote-unquote first. Nearly 27% of last year's freshman class were first generation. When you're working with students who are the first in their family to apply, how much of a difference do local lifelines make, like the Ford Family Foundation, the Springfield Education Foundation, all of those types of scholarships?
They make a huge impact on our students, and we are so thankful for their support always. Many of these students, like you said, are first generation, and they don't know the steps to take. And so we actually have multiple University of Oregon staff coming in to help our students as well. And we also work with the U of O SALE program, the SALE Mentor program, where we have college students coming in and meeting with our students on a regular basis as well.
Awesome.
They make a huge difference. And then I also love it when a student comes back and says, guess what? I saw my SAIL mentor like the first week of school. Like they already know somebody.
Right.
So like even creating that like social aspect of like the social community and feeling welcome and like already knowing somebody, that makes a big difference for our students too.
Just the connections you make and the extra support. Could you tell me about a specific student who was on the fence about University of Oregon and what it was, perhaps a scholarship like Pathway Oregon or a specific campus connection that finally convinced them to say yes?
Well, I have more than one student who is usually on the fence about Oregon, University of Oregon versus Lane. And it does come down to the finances. It's which one are they going to get? And again, we take GPA into consideration and Pell eligibility. And normally, that is what pushes the student towards one or the other, is what their GPA and their Pell eligibility is.
As students get closer to graduation, one thing is clear. There's no single path forward, just a lot of decisions to make about what fits best. Reporting in Eugene, I'm Dallas Walton, KWVA News.